that parking lot pimping. Mr. Memphis, 10 toes down, you know I been. This that parking lot listening.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks so much for tuning in to me this afternoon. You're on Live with Afternoons with D-Light. Like I said before, thanks so much for tuning in to me, everybody. It's been a minute since we've been in studio. But today, let me introduce who I have here. But before we do that, I got to do what I got to do at the top of the hour. Each hour I come on live with you, I go over the legal ID. And we do this at the top of the hour. WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community. Views expressed are those of the speaker and guests, and they are not intended to represent WRFU. UCIMC, how's everybody doing today? Before we get started, I'm going to introduce a few people. We got a few guests today in the studio as well with us. But let me start out with Draper. He's here.
Everybody doing this afternoon, you know, peace and blessings. And I'm hoping everybody having a beautiful afternoon and plan to have one for this evening.
Wonderful, wonderful. We appreciate you just coming on in here. And we've got a couple of guests in the back of the studio today. Brad and Lexi are here, right?
Yes.
All right. Lexi, would you like to introduce yourself a little bit for the community for us?
Hi. Hi, I'm Lexi. I have been in Champaign for 15 years now. I'm a recent member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, which we're here to talk about a little bit. That's about it.
Okay, Brad.
I'm Brad. I've been living in Champaign for about 4 years now, and I joined the party about 2 years ago.
Wow. So before we even get started and start talking to Lexi and Brad, Lexi and Brad are here with, can you tell us your organization and what you're actually trying to do for the people?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're members of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. We have branches all throughout the country. And the goal of our party is to help lead a revolutionary movement to overthrow the capitalist white supremacist system and replace it with a socialist society in which there's a government that is of, by, and for the working class, and an economy that is planned to help take care of the needs of the people and the planet. And so right now we're living under the dictatorship of the rich and the powerful. They have an infinite amount of money to go to war with Iran, to fund ICE terror in the streets, to fund a genocide in Gaza, but somehow there is just never enough money for healthcare and housing and clean food and water and education. And so we view that these things should be treated as human rights, not as commodities to make people rich. And so here in the Central Illinois branch, we've been doing a number of things. Recently, we've been working on getting reparations committees formed in Champaign County and in the cities of Urbana and Champaign. So the idea of a reparations committee is we go to the county board, we go to the city of Urbana, we go to the city of Champaign, and we convince them to get a reparations committee formed to look into the harms that black folks in CU have faced, to then use that information to form the best reparations program that they can form. An example of this would be Evanston, Illinois, who has a reparations program as well. And they have up to $25,000 for housing initiatives for black folks in Evanston. And so that's one of the things that we've been doing lately in Central Illinois. Since our party was founded in 2004, reparations have been a part of our party platform. And the way that we would do reparations under socialism would be that we would nationalize the top 100 industries and use the wealth of the billionaire class who benefits the most from exploitation, especially the disproportionate exploitation of black working class people, and use that money to fund reparations programs.
Wow.
Well, that was a great idea. I mean, just to even be at that state where we taking a push for that, to, you know, to just actually make that something that's realistic, because it just, all it takes is people really having a true heart to say, hey, let me let here. Because at the end of the day, like I said, we can't take nothing with us anyway, but to live comfortable and to be able to survive while you are here, that's you should be grateful to allow to know that you helped somebody to live like that. I think that's a blessing that say that you had heart to make sure somebody else had food, a home, a good job, or opportunities to do things without having to be afraid, you know, because when most people get afraid and don't have the support, they get discouraged and they give up. So when we give up and go to a dark place, you know what it brings, drugs, drinking, miserable mindset, I don't believe I'm worth living. Just to think like that as a human being, to feel that nobody loves you and nobody, when you know people are good people. Yeah, we have knuckleheads, absolutely. But when you're not taught the correct ways of engagement, the fair way to say, hey, is it okay to speak? Is it okay then to learn from, you know, hey, and other just actually communicating and network with all cultures and sharing, because you know it's different dynamics. Okay, all right, we don't do that, but I know how to do this. This is a skill that you can learn, because we're supposed to teach each other, not just be around each other to cause chaos. That means we're not figuring out what we need to do. What is our purpose? What makes you just go to want to do chaotic things? So when you don't know nothing, you can't do nothing. So we have to teach education, the proper education that really helps people succeed, you know, because when we got so many people behind not having faith in education because they ain't seeing nobody winning. So it makes it's like showing like, hey, why should I go waste all my years in school if I can never be prosperous? Because the whole goal was to finish school and you should be able to have a nice, stable career, something going for yourself. And it has to match that, because enough is enough. We shouldn't have this great country filled with not people not being able to be productive, you know, without it costing you more than you make.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Lexi and Brad, how did you even find out that this was available here in the community? Because, like, if I was a student or if I was an older person, if I was just looking to get involved, where would I go?
So we are working with the Champaign-Urbana Reparations Coalition.
Okay.
They have been for, I believe it's between 2 and 3 years they established in Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
They have a website. It's, I think it's just CURC.org. C-U-R-C.
Okay.
For Champaign-Urbana Reparations Coalition.
Okay.
And it is headed by a local in the community who has a lot of experience himself and has worked with the people in Evanston to learn from them. Dr. Jeffrey Trask, he's phenomenal. But he and the coalition have really been leading this, and PSL, we got involved about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
so we have been fully supporting, helping with maybe, you know, outreach or whatever.
Wow.
But the coalition themselves, you would get involved with them. They have so much information on their website.
Okay.
And that's just one of those things that I feel like you would probably just need to, like, Google local organizations if you, you know, don't even know where to start before that.
Okay, that's great. Do you get a lot of backlash? Like, what is the support in the community? Do you get a lot of backlash from being involved with this? Or are people generally supportive, especially if you're talking about Caucasian people? Like, because I want to know what that looks like for you guys, because I know that has to be some kind of struggle.
Yeah, I would say overwhelmingly, mm-hmm. there's a surprising amount of support.
Really?
One of the things that we do to promote events that we're holding mm-hmm. and to have more face-to-face conversations with people mm-hmm. is we go canvassing mm-hmm. and we just go knocking on their doors and
right.
have a conversation with them.
Right.
And that has really sort of allowed us to have more, like, in-depth conversations with people
mm-hmm.
and sort of see where they're coming from and, like, what affects them the most, how, like, the lack of affordability, how the lack of reparations affects people the most. And so I would say that, like, overwhelmingly, we've gotten a really positive, sort of vibe
yeah,
from people.
That's good. That's good. That's really surprising. I'm really surprised just to even hear that, because, and it's not like we haven't dealt with, or, you know, in this society that we're living in, people haven't dealt with racism, but especially when you're talking about giving some type of fairness to people of minorities or people of color, that's where I'm at, because, you know, we're not looking to take any more than anybody else. What we're actually looking for is justice and equality, and as far-fetched as that might seem, like we're invading some type of territory, we're not. We've been productive in society, the people, the mass majority of people that I know have always worked, have always contributed, but seem like they cannot get that leverage to get ahead because, unfortunately, in the Black community, one misstep will put you basically homeless. That one infraction, and it's like we don't have these share partners where we have a lot of people, a lot of industries, banking systems. We don't even have those relationships established to where Black people could eventually just migrate themselves on and getting some type of social help, some type of, and if you're getting social help, you're getting food stamps. You're getting public assistance. But what does that look like if you've been a person who's worked forever and you have the work history, you have the credit buildup, but you don't have everything else necessarily that you need? And that's where I find we're having the most difficulty, because even though it seems like we're being put on a playing field that's fair, it's not fair. This is the most unfair that I've seen in my life, because I'm living it. I'm a living testament of what the government did and did not do, and what the society did not and do and did do for me, right? So I'm just kind of wondering, like, you know, for the most part, I'm wondering how many people are really considering reparations as being like something that could possibly potentially happen for us. And with you guys' information, do you see this as being some type of thing that will be, it will stick, it will actually work for us, they will actually approve it, or are you still on the fence about seeing the migration of people actually believing that this would work, this is something that's necessary and needed? Where are you at with that? Do you believe it'll work, or do you believe it'll work after time, or do you believe like this is where we're in for a fight?
I think that there are multiple things true at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think that with reparations, because our view is that socialism and liberation are inherently intertwined, mm-hmm. and that a full reparations program for the entire country would require a socialist society as well, mm-hmm. so that we don't end up in a situation where white landlords say, a lot of my Black tenants just got like reparations checks.
Right.
I think their rent just went up a little bit. Right. So we view socialism and liberation as being inherently intertwined. In terms of the immediate struggle for like Champaign-Urbana and Champaign County with like direct cash payments and stuff, mm-hmm. I think that is a real possibility. And I really do think that it will be a fight. It will need to be something that everybody gets involved in.
Right.
Because the ruling class and their politician puppets are not going to just give people reparations. They're not going to do things without pressure on them,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
making, you know, feeling that energy from us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it will require a mass movement, but it is absolutely possible. And I think one of the things that helps get people on board who are probably initially, like at first, kind of skeptical about reparations is to not frame it as like just giving Black people money, because if a white working class person who is not the most politically educated hears that, mm-hmm. they might be like, mm-hmm. I'm living paycheck to paycheck, mm-hmm. what's this about? But it's important to frame the reparations struggle from the perspective of like cash payments, mm-hmm. especially, mm-hmm. as unpaid labor that working class people throughout history have not been given. And that they are owed, and they have been owed for hundreds of years.
Right.
And there are other types of reparation programs around the world. Mm-hmm. For example, Jewish people in Germany today do still receive reparation checks, and that's a good thing. We're not you know, against reparations for other oppressed groups. Mm-hmm. We're not just focusing, you know, on the Black community specifically. But the reason why that has been the Black community has been the focus lately is because there just has not been mm-hmm. a nationwide reparations push. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of where we're coming from on this angle, is that these are oppressed working class people who are owed this money. It is not a handout. Mm-hmm. It is something that they deserve.
Wonderful. I mean, just to hear it coming from a different angle and with different people is so, like, critical.
I would just to even know that this would make you want to prepare if it was available for them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take some classes because if you're given this money or whatever, please know what to do with it because it's not nobody's fault that if you get what you ask for, just say something, all right, you should be able to be intelligent enough to know about investing. Don't, you know, just realistic stuff because there got to be some conversations behind what people look as what is money and then what you're talking about your future and what needs to be done.
Right.
So it's some stuff that really needs to be adjusted before you just hand any type of anything to somebody who's not mentally stable because that's a struggle today, mental illness, trauma. We got to get back to healing so you can think clearly to know and be prepared instead of taking it as if you got to go out here and catch up for old times or things you didn't. And that has to be taught to really be humble, to adjust and learn something, especially when it wasn't correctly taught as you were growing up. And imagine teaching some people who at a certain age that's stuck in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's a whole nother form of counseling and things that's needed. But just to know that, like you said, that it's available and it's in the makings and it's worked. So
absolutely.
I would say that if people are hearing that of a different culture, please prepare yourself because if you do get anything,
mm-hmm.
what you gonna do? So that's my biggest spiel. Like, hey, they talking about it, guys, but you need to be prepared how to handle it because just as fast as you get it, you can be right back in the same position.
Right.
So make sure you know what you're asking for because you just might get it. You know. So if you practice and prepare yourselves for change, and that's all around because if you want change, you got to start from the inside. And because if you're not clean on the inside, you'll not really be able to handle what's going on here in this physical world because it's so much that's distracting, that's allowing people to get caught up in situations and stuff that there's no comeback. We're playing that so much is going to get woken behind the spirit, behind people out here walking and just dealing with so much and don't have an outlet to talk to. We don't know what we're dealing with out here because we're so lost. Let's find some common ground and build. Because too much negativity behind when we know we're all just trying to survive. And we forgot that's community. That's the community that needs to build and work together. We all that's workers and, you know, got small businesses, but we're not the richest people. We need to figure out how to take care of us. Because without us, nothing else will survive. Remember, everybody's dollar, everybody's paycheck, bills, the rich ones. So we got to figure out how to, you know, slow it down so we can have some control and stop allowing people to manipulate us behind just work, behind just almost overgiving things because without us forgetting how to work together, we'll get so trapped in forgetting to lose things because you can lose your soul trying to chase so much stuff because it brings failure. So many things that the spirit and heart ain't trained to really deal with. That's why I hurt so bad. Betrayal, anything can fit in. We got so much triggers out here. We need to figure out how to get back to accepting each other's help, accepting each other's different opinions, different mindsets, and figuring out how to get to solutions because we all know how to start the problem. You know, so it takes everyone, the community, Champagne, Deb, anything that's willing to build because we need great minds from everywhere. If you're willing to make the world better and you can come through a few miles to help and assist, we need to get to work because we're losing our children. We're losing
right.
our children behind them not having the proper guidance and a different change of mind type of people that know how to influence them a little bit better.
Right.
Then let them just get influenced by something that we ain't got no control. You can reel and swipe up, but I don't know what my kid gonna see.
Right.
He's showing everything that ain't got parental discretion advised. They ain't gonna show you all that.
Right.
Because a kid's seeing a scene or something. If we showing a kid negativity out here, what do you think the world's going to be in his eyes? How could I come to the real world and operate with you? Because I'm living a fantasy land. I'm thinking it's this way, and it's poison.
Right. Well, we're at 3:19 right now, so we don't want to take up Lexi and Brad's whole complete day. Do you want to ask anything else?
No, I just appreciate you guys coming in. You said you had an event that you wanted to announce, or you still had some more that you want to finish?
Yeah, we have some information on Black August, and then we have an event to promote as well.
Oh, yeah. Talk about Black August, please. What is that?
Yeah, so Black August was started in 1979 outside of the San Quentin State Prison in California. And it was started after a decade of heightened state repression against political activists, specifically black activists and black revolutionaries. And it was created by people who were currently incarcerated in the prisons and also formerly incarcerated activists who, you know, have experienced that and were trying to fight against it. And it's to honor the sacrifices and the advances that the black revolutionaries have made during, specifically during that, like, decade-long period, but, you know, over history. It's in August, it's Black August, because there were multiple, like, George Jackson and Joseph Jackson both passed away or were killed during August. August is also the month that the first African slaves stepped foot on the continent. And I think it was 1691 or 1619 that was the first month. So there's just a lot of symbolism behind, and that's just a few things of the, you know, large symbolism behind Black August. But the, the main themes of Black August are study, fast, and train, with the goal being to continue the legacy of resistance. So it's not like a celebratory, like, oh, let's, you know, watch a video. It's very much like, okay, I'm giving up, you know, being on my phone, and instead I'm going to read this person's memoir, or I'm giving up, you know, playing video games, and I'm going to go and, you know, work with my local community instead. So it's really about sacrifice and personal education so that we can continue to fight the system and, you know, work to make a more just system for everybody, but specifically our black community, our communities of color, our, you know, LGBTQ community, just all these communities who are so heavily discriminated against under this capitalist system.
It's just heartbreaking, just the difficult areas in life that we have to protect ourselves from just trying to be yourselves and live, and just, you know, you have to explain something, or, you know, to some people that just see out their eyes, why should I hate you or don't like you because whatever your spirit is, you know what I'm saying, accept that, just, you know, let people live and enjoy life, you know, because at the end of the day, you only can be accountable for yourself. So, you know, just always have somebody's opinion beating you up, you know. You know, it's just got to change the mindset, because like I say, if you can point one finger at somebody, it's got to be 10 pointed back at you. So, and none of us like to be criticized, but we love to criticize. It touches the spirit when you start to reach and hit for things about somebody else.
Understand.
To look at yourself is the truest test you'll ever have that you have to learn how to pass. Because you're going to always go through some things. Because most of our struggles is really mental, what we think of ourselves or what somebody else's opinion that can influence us to just really forget who you are. So you know, just practicing every day. Like you said, that was a good strategy of sacrifice. You say, what would you give up for, like you said, a book? But this book is probably really the one we discuss. I wanted to read. You gotta give us something. I'm like, you grabbing the phone, so I know I'll be shaking like I'll probably pass out when you pull it out of my hand. Oh, God. But you know, that's good techniques to practice, because just to learn how to get rid of bad habits, and you gotta know how to trick yourself to do these things and come up with it in a fun way that everybody do it at least a nice amount. I think that would be a start, definitely, to get practicing ways of living.
One other, which is very helpful, because it is really hard for us to do these things on our own, especially in the system where we have to work such long hours, and you come home and you have to take care of your kids and feed yourself and your kids, and, you know, you really don't have much time for yourself or for the things you care about. And we are going to do a Black August event, which is focused on learning and education. We don't have the date scheduled yet, but one way to really help encourage yourself is to find a group and to, you know, commit with a group, because when someone else is there holding you accountable and you want to, you know, you don't want to disappoint them, it's a lot easier to make yourself do the stuff or to find the time.
I got a concert. Yeah, that's what I said.
Meeting new people. Hey guys, we're going to commit to this. So when we do get together, we're going to give up our phones for, you know what I'm saying, just that can be little practices to start different ways to get better attention out of people, so you can, you know, really each other, understanding and learning each other.
Right.
Yeah.
We can see each other clearly and listen, we might can get a better understanding. So that is a good something that could probably go around, even in like schools.
Oh, yeah.
The school system that will work really good, especially if you had something to trade with the kid that they really wanted, but they had to give up something for it.
It is. So would you be willing to come back and talk with us, you know, not frequently, but, you know, a little infrequently, every few weeks or so?
Yeah, absolutely. This is great. We're incredibly appreciative for the platform.
We need the platform, so we're building it with you. We've been doing this for about almost 2 years.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm just like, the more information we can get out, one thing I know, they might not ever show up online, but I had Tony's producer listening to me in California and called into the station. So I'm just going to tell you, we don't know who's watching us ever. We don't know who's listening to us ever. It's so crazy, but we'll hear the backlash, or we'll hear, you know, from the community. I really like those guests that were on this time, whatever. Wi-Fi is terrible in here. I don't know what's really going on, but we have the complications like everybody else does. But we love the youthful freshness of you guys.
Thank you.
Coming in. And this is a topic that the community, and most of us, because we talk about the unfairness and the injustice. I've been a special education teacher. We both work in social services. We were just housing families that were in crisis. Homeless families over the winter. We were housing homeless men over the winter as well. So if you've heard anything on the news regarding those two things, he or I were involved in it.
That's amazing.
So we've got staples here in the community. I've been working here for about 18 years. Dre's been here about 4 or 5 years now. So we've been at CU at home. We've been at the local. We've been in this community. So we know quite a few people. I just told you I ran into the mayor. We're having conversations. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, so we know the people that are out here, and we know that they love this. They would love to participate anything. So right now, we're talking about the future. I know you're going to end with this last event that's coming up. But for people right now who want to get active, who want to get involved, what should they do besides going on the CU reparations? Or is that what they should do? Could they reach out to you? Do they reach out to somebody else in the chapter, in the group, in the... Right. So let us know that. And then we can end with the event that's coming up, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, CURC is, of course, they're a separate organization from us. We work with them a lot, and we plug them deeply. But
right.
We are PSL, the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Mm.
And you can follow us on social medias. It's PSL-CIL. PSL.CIL for Central Illinois. So you can follow us on socials and keep up to date with any events we're doing in the community, or, you know, if there's any ways you can help with us. And then you can also, if you want to fully get involved with the party, you can go to pslweb.org/join.
Okay.
And that will get you information so you can learn a little bit about before you, you know, sign up. And it, you know, it is a bit of a time commitment, and of course not everybody has that much time. So if, you know, you're a little bit strapped for time, but this is still something you care passionately about, you can join the Action Network, and that is where we, or the larger organization, sends out resources monthly. You're invited to calls and like video calls and stuff, and you're still participating and supporting, but just not, you know, maybe the 10 hours a week or whatever.
Yeah, the Action Network is a great way to sort of stay up to date with some of the events that we're holding, as well as our social media platforms.
Okay, that is great. We're going to get your information. And also, when we post this video up, we're not friends on Facebook. We might end up being before you leave. But, yeah, so we can tag you in this post, and we can also add that information up underneath the bottom.
Perfect.
You know,
thank you.
So we do that every single time that you come on. We push that post out. Sometimes those posts stay up for weeks at a time.
Awesome.
This is just what we're doing, right? But we really appreciate you guys coming. And lastly, we're going to end with the event that's about to come up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be Wednesday, the 29th at 5:30 p.m. And it'll be at the Douglas Branch Library of the Champaign Library.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be discussing the various aspects of the affordability crisis. And we want to hear from people what is affecting them the most, what types of political organization and events motivate them the most so that they can get more heavily involved. There's also a QR code on the flyers that we have been canvassing with and that we'll have at the forum itself so that people can sort of start thinking about what types of political organizations they want to do, what type of events get them the most motivated, how the affordability crisis is affecting them the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be at 5:30 on the 29th at the Douglas Branch Library in Champaign.
All right, great. Thank you, guys. I think we might be appearing on that one. But I really appreciate you guys coming out, making yourselves available for us. I really appreciate that. I know that everybody's time is a constraint at these times. You know, it's just one of those things.
Well, thank you for having us on. It was great.
Definitely. We appreciate you. Honestly, we really do.
Absolutely.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing this platform with us, and letting us talk to the community like this.
Absolutely. Let me get your information before you guys leave. What you want to end up talking about for the rest of the show? Because, you know, we still got a little time. I'm going to get to the book over here. And then you can like it. I was just trying to get a book together so I can get their information before we end up moving on. I'm trying to do the rest of the show today. But today's Thursday. I heard that, you know, we're going to have some torrential weather next week. We got a little break today. We got a little bit of something.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's, like I said, it's just amazing just to even see that. Some steps, at least in this area. Well,
anything that I can post and put online? What?
I didn't know if you was going to step, so I could have had to one in because I didn't want to start going in, but speaking on other topics behind just the.
No, I was just getting their information.
The newscast from what some of the situations of, you know.
Yeah.
That's continuous. You
I
know.
Mean, this is what we're at. We're still at war.
Yeah.
I heard that we just gave over $1 billion. Isn't that? We just gave over $1 billion for the war to continue.
Right.
Even though we're still fighting for the basic bare minimum for people, I'm looking at news reports and seeing that some of a few soldiers had passed away, but I really think that number was not superly consistent with what I saw on television and the news reports. So, you know, I listened to Donald Trump and, I really even hated to say that name. Dang, I hated to say that name. But I listened to Trump and I listened to him say so many things about the fake news, and I'm like, this person is, I feel like gaslighting all of us at this point in time. And I will text you guys. I thank you so much. I'll include you on this. But I appreciate it. But I'm just hearing so many different various things going on in the community right now. We're just kind of discouraged by the amount of crime going on. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate you. Have a great day. But we're ending the show with our friends that were here, Lexi and Brad. That was a lot of information that they gave out on reparations. And I don't know how active a lot of us are in the community, or a lot of us are even with reparations being a topic. Because I'm like, most people think, oh, it's reparations. That means I get like a bankroll of free money or something like that. But we're still dealing with inequalities on the bare minimum aspect. And so I'm saying the bare minimum, like going to the doctor, healthcare is one of the bare minimums that we get looked over and discarded over. Job opportunities, hiring practices, training, educationally wise. So all of these are at a discouraging and disparaging rate for us. So when you talk about reparations, I know reparations is a financial aspect,
right.
But also if we're talking about reparations and we need to be talking about reparations, we need to throw the whole system away and then just do it all over again. But because what we got right now is not working for us.
To step up and actually, you know, have some great, you know, material that instead of trying to be the leader and manipulate, I'm talking about so it can be spread out so everybody can get in at the same time.
It's not necessarily because, we don't even have a who of people put together yet.
It's a lot of destruction through programming and people are just trained to just be, you know, blind, deaf, and dumb. You know, you got to reprogram the spirit and the mindset of people, because a lot of people naturally slaves. They don't know nothing but that. So to get that mindset out of them, because now you got our own people is beefing with each other, mm-hmm. and willing to take each other life faster than the KKK today. So I'm like, I don't understand how we can be asking for things and we ain't even got our sanity correct.
I mean, but you know, wait a minute, because now
not everybody is struggling to the highest level, so right. We're not going to say and, the whole culture
right.
of people.
And
so
we can't even say in a we aspect, because this is my thing right here. We as a collective are right. No different than any other race.
Right.
So that's where I need people to get that understanding, is that we are not asking for anything different than any other race and what they've been getting naturally.
Right.
What we're trying to do is get us to the naturally, get us to the level of where it's fair for everybody, and watch people's standards switch up. It has always been proven, if you get yourself out here in a better situation, if you get yourself out here around people who are actually moving and navigators, people, it really matters who you pick as your friends. It really matters who you choose to associate. Let's talk about that, because that's a whole nother aspect of young people that we could really talk about. And I'm not talking about young people. I'm talking about people in general. Because if your mind is still there, I don't care if you're 70 or 80 and you're still doing the exact same things. So we're talking about a shifting of the mind, but I'm just trying to get people on this regularity of situations, putting yourself or them allowing us, because this is the thing. We're not even allowed to excel to the level that we need to be, because we're always stagnant with the people that are in these positions and that have the authority to write off whether you get it or you don't get it. We're still going to them for any type of help and any type of support. I love what CU Reparations is trying to support people to do.
Right.
But my thing is, we're still asking for money that should have been allocated to us from the beginning.
Right.
We're still asking for permission. I think what this society is so messed up on is the color barrier that we keep constantly allowing them
to address the real point of being someone who persons or people that have problems mentally behind really looking at another species of the Most High as if they don't deserve to live
right.
or have an existence
right.
to be here.
How dare when you?
When you know the truth, and mm-hmm. that's what, you know, a lot of people don't want to face. Because
mm-hmm.
when you got to really hear the truth on what's going on, not the sugar-coated version, because y'all still profiting and living off that high value of trauma and things and death and all the stuff that happened to a culture where they mentally still in a death mode.
Yeah.
So you can't even wake something up that's where always been living dead most of their life.
Right.
So
and we were forced in those conditions. Right. We were forced in this mindset. This has always been, and I don't know why people don't understand and see it for what it is.
Right.
When you put people at such a deficit that all they can do is think about survival, how do you think they are going to act?
Right.
And if then, you put and then, people and in then a situation the like that.
And whatever it is, a strength coming from the same people that's struggling too. So you getting broken wisdom that ain't even fully put together to give you nowhere to go in a direction because everybody following the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's probably maybe the cover up for that was probably just the engagement in the street life, and people use the so-called success as that, as if that was the entrepreneur area that we need to stay maintaining on, because it's like a lot of people risking their life to maintain something that's already failing and destroyed. You know what I'm saying? Because you already know that that's not going to bring you anything that's lasting for more than just, you know, a few seasons, you know, but you lose everything.
You'll lose everything.
You lose everything. Yeah. Your soul, you lose your family, you lose the dynamics of just community, because as you take...
But you know what? That's the truth of that.
You take yourself away from people who knew you in the beginning. They never got to see any more growth from you. So when you come back to some people, either you highly elevated on another form of knowledge, or you the same way or below. So... eating now, and then you ain't gonna understand that, you know, as you grow, you're gonna have separation from people. All these things causes Absolutely. Different, you know, changes that some of us don't be prepared for because we used to trying to bring everybody with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're afraid to take that step and to accept our growth on our own.
And that's what I just said earlier.
Your
like
growth,
once
your
you
blessings
start
for elevation
people.
Is from the Most High to you. Be grateful and live in it. Because if you allow and stay around a dim or dark areas, they're going to steal your light. It's just how it go, because they ain't got no other wells to pull from.
And see, but that's my biggest complaint. Give me a second to cook with this.
Right.
That's the biggest complaint right now. Because like I just said, if you're not ever put in a situation, if the greens or the projects is always outside your window.
Right.
If you're going to a school that can't afford to take you on a school trip to Washington, D.C.,
right.
If you're in a home environment where the utilities might get cut off today, might be next week, but it's a consistent thing that happens, then this is how you build your mind. Your mind is always going to be in survival mode.
Right.
And this is what I'm explaining to the people that are listening.
Right.
Because I don't think that they think. They hear reparations and they see, they hear that it's one of those things where it's black people want money.
Right.
Right. And that was always my thing. Even though if we get money, it'll still never equivalate to the money and to the riches that you have if in the Caucasian community. So, or never. in the Middle Eastern community, so, it's still never, hold on just a second. Let
I
me,
ain't said nothing.
I know I said, I hold on.
Nothing.
Let me get this all the way out.
It all the way out.
Yeah. Cause I got to get it all the way out. So that's what I'm explaining to people. If you constantly keep people in this mindset, of this mindset is the highlight, that's the top of the tier.
Right.
What kind of people do you think you're producing? You producing people who angry, who frustrated, who mad. Why am I doing this? Why am I going through this on every whim, but I can't get ahead in this? This makes no sense to me. I'm doing everything right. And like I said, that color factor where we have to fill out applications. If you put anything on there where the box checks off and says that it's black, denied. Mm. Denial. You don't get that job. And you can't tell me they're not hiring on race and color, because I've been a product of seeing and watching my own standards, my own regulations, my own capabilities, my own standards, my own successes getting passed over.
Right.
And moved to a person that was not my color.
Right.
Who had less experience, less knowledge, less education than me. So I see it happen consistently. How do we get, like we were just talking about building up a society, how does that look for us to build up our society when we still got to go to these people for money?
Well, once again, once you had a knowledge and you make those correct steps to build whatever it is you build, and then you get there, and then you allow those ones that has more finance to come in and restructure your whole business because mm-hmm. you're not fully intelligent enough to stand on your own, because you gotta use them as a fake shield to cover because you want to get away, and then they train you to be like them, and that's mm-hmm. those people that get stay brothers and sisters and treat their own brothers and sisters working for them and dealing with them just like they getting done by the outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, you train a lot of these brothers and sisters who do get they hands and feet in the door to turn on their own people and really going in these political positions and all these high seats and just straight forget us and sell us out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then come back looking stupid when you get exposed, and we keep rehiring these dudes. I'm like, man, y'all ain't no good than them over there. You just got a skin tone to trick people,
mm-hmm.
and that's not how we win. And we showing the results of those who really saying that they was out there doing that through the world and watching how they allowing these systems that they so-called got positioned for to get away with murdering the black man, hanging him, you know, hanging a young sister, shooting a two-year-old, right? And it's by officials that you call in the law and the government, and everybody just cool with that.
Right.
That's, I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all in there of power, and y'all ain't said nothing or stepped up to really show y'all got the Black Panther spirit still in y'all to know when y'all people being done wrong.
Right.
Y'all rather choose a check, you know what I'm saying, from the devil that you knowing that he don't care nothing about you. And I ain't saying when you say the devil, you just talking about that. Whoever got a nasty spirit to hate anybody that's black.
Because
we don't hate nobody.
Really, we don't. So no, I'm like, you're dealing with the most.
I tried to do some thought process to be like, what do we do?
No.
You know what I'm saying? For y'all to hate us that much.
Right.
We don't do nothing. Y'all say we hurting each other. So if y'all don't care about us, why you care about us hurting each other? Because we creating a system for you to fake lock us up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To go to your medicine places so you can put us on mental problem medicine. The stuff you give us making us worse than we ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Now we noticing these things. So when we notice these things and trying to address this stuff in a proper way, because if you hate some people that bad, why not separate?
Yeah.
Because the easiest thing, all right, this y'all part of the earth, man, we cool. We ain't going to never come over here, and y'all don't never come over here. Because you know we going to create something.
Right.
Guaranteed.
I mean,
it's
guaranteed.
You leave us alone, I guarantee we going to give us the same what we need, our rights. Y'all enjoyed most of the stuff that our ancestors had anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do need to build for ours, we should at least have that right to have that, to have industries that we own, not working for you, farms that we own, not buying your poison and stuff, y'all creating new fruits and stuff without the seeds, y'all, the waters.
Right.
And then you say people begging here. But as I remember it, when the Most High created this earth, the food, the water, everything was free.
Yeah.
So for somebody to be able to just bag up everything on the earth and put it in stores, and you got to work and beg and whatever for food that the Most High gave was water. You didn't put cement and all the stuff and, you know, just to stop the waters and military around the water system. I'm like, ain't no way you can tell me that you're good to make people work that hard and have to die for some food and a room, a house over their head, a roof over their head.
Mm-hmm.
Every day until you, from soon you get to 18, 19, 20, till you 50, 60, until you to make it. And then these hospitals, come on now, y'all making us beg for some medicines that y'all trying to kill us with anyway. So what type of games is going on? I'm like, what is the decision that we need to make? So whatever the things that y'all like to do in on an everyday time of just, you know, interrupting and causing chaos and stuff like that, that's not us. We don't go to no people's countries to cause trauma. We ain't dropping nothing on nobody. We ain't forcing nobody to do nothing. We just mess with each other. And that seems to be a problem. We already then got under the table where we ain't even standing up like men no more.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We talking and as if we ain't got no backbone to ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
And that's so sad. You know, we go and look for other directions to put the focus on because we don't want to focus on the real problem.
And that's what we keep circling back to.
And what's boiling and building up right now, we don't know what is being planned because it's so quiet. It looks so, ain't nothing going on. All the streets is empty. If it's small towns, you might have a few sprinkles of people moving around. Mm. But you at risk. You don't even know what's in that van down there on your seat because they strategically planning, even though instead of planning the right things, it seemed like they really willing to do and implement all these law enforcement systems to come in and create a type of terror and stuff. And then the stuff going on, find out these people ain't even officers. You know what I'm saying? They just got masks on. They sell them badges at those arms dealer shops and different type of stuff. When you go in there, you be wondering, like, why do they sell that? Because I thought that post only be for law enforcement and stuff. So it's truly, these are toys and material stuff that some of these people then mastered and used because, like I say, whatever the laws that was passed before when they was doing the slave patrol, you know what I'm saying? They were just hiring who was next up, and they ain't never stopped because it's always the next up that was brought and taught like that. And they come out here with the same spirit as the granddaddy. What? You know, just to get pulled over and to know that it's a possibility you might get approached by six officers for a traffic, man. And just because you got brown skin, you got something in your car. Then you pull them over. They got the AR-15, the Uzi, all that with no gun car and been able to go home. They get pulled over with alcohol, drunk. I'm talking about officials like sergeants, captains. They get pulled over drinking and lieutenants, and it's all they just get moved over and still get paid.
Right. So, I'm like, I mean, that's society. We see it all every day now. You know, like the biggest push right now, so we just got through talking about reparations. We just had Lexi and Brad up in here.
Right.
My concentration right now is what does that look like for us? What does that look like as far as organization, as far as getting involved? And I'm really hopeful that when, you know, the end of the show comes today, by the time we get where we got to go today and do the things that we got to do, we're going to put this information up under these posts so that hopefully people will find their thing.
Right.
You know, some people need to figure out what's next for them. And this is a huge situation where this could affect everybody that's in this community.
Right.
And that's the thing that we're really trying to get people to support.
Right.
Is that reparations might be a real thing in the next year for your, at your front door, at my front door, whatever, you know what I'm saying, for the citizens of Champaign County. So what does that look like? And do we need to start preparing people right now for the win? No, I'm not saying win like W-I-N, even though it would be. I'm saying the win, like W-H-E-N. When it comes, will we be ready? And that's the biggest thing that I'm trying to get people to understand. Like right now, you're in a preparatory season. If you feel like you ain't got nothing to do, there's plenty to do. You cannot just sit there and expect life to keep going. It's not going to pass you by. You're just not going to get anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can sit at there, you can sit at home, you can sit in the corner, but at the end of the day, you're still going to have to make a reaction. Either you're going to do a yes, or you're going to do something that everybody's like, no.
Right.
Either you're going to be a help to the community and your children and the families that need this service. People out here are really, we're getting to the cusp of where it's so hard to make it. I have not seen more kids and young people in 30 and 40 and 50, the homeless population, than I've seen them lately this week online asking for housing. You telling me in a city that got about 200,000 people in this mug on a consistent basis, especially when that campus gets full, you got about that many people in this community and y'all can't find housing, or the housing is so inadequate? So don't you think that this needs to be talked about amongst people in positions of power? I never understand, because let me tell you what I would do. if I was a property owner right now of a mega unit property, I would be doing something that would be beneficial for my people, because this is a cycle. And you know what? As a property owner, I feel like it is your responsibility to help your tenants move on to the next level. If you got a person that's in there with Social Security or that's in Veteran Affairs, they probably will still have an apartment or whatever, but they also too can be eligible to buy a home. So why is that not the push for this community? You can constantly have students coming in. You're going to make money. You're going to make that $1,925. You go make that $2,000 every single year. But I have not seen a big influx of people migrating from public housing or student housing into home ownership. So now you got to think about this all the way across the board. Why wouldn't you work with people that were in assisted living in the housing authority? Because I thought that's what the housing authority here did. I thought y'all provided case management, you know, especially from my little time working there. I thought they were providing case management. Also, they were leading you into home ownership. Now you're talking about things that completely fall off, because this is what social services is. Social services is a hand up, what they say, right? Truthfully, it's a handout, because they give you this handout and then they work with you for that length of time just so you can get that handout, and then you're dropped. And this is the reason why we keep seeing the things, the recycle of the family, the recycle of the family going back in the system, the recycle of food stamps, the recycle of I need this, because you haven't prepared people for the next step in life. And this is the bulk of the Black community. It's not every Black person that I know, so don't come on here, don't come for me, don't send me nothing. But what I'm explaining is we gotta stick with each other to help each other go to the next level. And if you're not on that right now, don't be about nothing. Don't be in the community toting what you're doing, what you're saying. If you're not in that capacity where you can actually maneuver somebody onto another level, this is why we get on this platform. We get on this platform to talk about what's the next steps look like in our lives. What's the next step look like in your life? What do you want to do next? What can we do next? How do we prepare our children? Because at the end of the day, you and I ain't going to be here. And I'm talking to people online, I'm talking to everybody in the studio, I'm talking to people over the airways. You and I are not going to be here for the long duration. But if we're trying to prepare somebody for a 20 and 30 year advance, I'll be 80 years old in 30 years. You think I'm going to be out here talking on the radio to these people and talking to young people about transform your lives? The 80 year old people looking at us right now are like, I know this ain't either. They like, I know this ain't either, because they went through straight struggle. And then you got the audacity, people of color, who are really the people that are sitting up here doing whatever they're doing. And it's not only people of color, but I'm talking about my people, because that's my nationality. I'm a person of color. So I can only address what I know, because I live this life. You know, Draper can only address what he knows, because this has been our life. We wear this skin every single day. We're not going to be able to take it off. You know what I'm saying? So what do we do in the meanwhile? We sit up here, we go to visits, we talk to people, we communicate. But for the bulk of y'all who are out here, who are getting the grants and in the community, you don't want to work with people, because there's no little you. You want to be the big dog, and I understand. Do I not understand? Yes, I do. You know, everybody wants their picture on the front page. Everybody wants to be in the paper, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you've never been that type of person who got notoriety, if you've never been a person who photogenic. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But I'm just telling you, you can't be that type of person when you're out here trying to push a narrative to work together in peace with each other and see it build like it's supposed to.
Yeah, but a lot of people want to see their feet on your neck so don't they can they? Just mm-hmm. act like they control you or something, you know. Yeah. Nobody should want to have no leash on no man or woman when they can soar and be the best, you know.
They absolutely can.
You can get them to their best, you think – really, and they knowing it was genuine, good people really know and they appreciate it. You can't force and create what you feel that they owe you because you did a favor. If you was gonna put a tag on my assistance or whatever, I wouldn't even mess with you anyway.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
359. So you
but know, yeah, I definitely appreciate everybody who came in and watched
Lexi
the show. Lexi and Brad. Man, y'all appreciate y'all coming in, sharing y'all vision and what y'all own, man.
Yes.
We just out here trying to network with all the communities, Decatur, Springfield, Danville, Champaign, Urbana. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's get to it because, we might not got them all in one community, but if we pull in and make the whole area our community, we can pick out, man, put together a real team